Welcome to the State of Wyoming Subject Matter Minute, where we cover a wide variety of subjects related to State of Wyoming employment. This information is for you and me, the state employee. From hidden benefits to systems and processes, we'll make your job easier by giving you the lowdown, the how-to, and hopefully entertain you a bit along the way. And now, today's Subject Matter Minute. Hey, Matt here. Welcome to episode number 5 of the Subject Matter Minute. First thing you might notice is that I'm not exactly dressed up, but I have a new favorite shirt and I really wanted to wear it. I also have my new favorite t-shirt on underneath. Let's see. Cool, right? Okay. Enough about what I'm wearing. I watch a couple video blogs occasionally, and one of the things I've noticed about them is that I start to feel like I know the person on them. So I thought maybe I would, over a series of these, give you a little tidbits about me, about my past, just a little, some personal stuff, not too personal, of course, but something about me so you feel like maybe you know me a little bit better. All right. So I wanted to give you a little bit today. I was born in Oakland, California. And yes, that means I'm a Raiders fan. So if you don't like football, sorry about the football reference, but most of you do, and you probably hate me now. And I understand. However, I at least come by it honestly. I was born in Oakland. Okay. Now, I wasn't there very long. I moved to Washington State for a couple of years. And then by the time I was in kindergarten, I moved to Lander, Wyoming. So I'm a Wyomingite. It's what I remember. It's what I know. I grew up in Lander and then came straight to Laramie, and I still live in Laramie. All right, so I guess, I don't know how much that helps you know me, but at least you know where I've been. I want to give a shout out to the Fremont County folks in Lander. Hopefully there's a few of you or a couple of you that actually watch this. Love Lander, love Laramie, and love Wyoming. I'd probably be here forever. So a little bit about me. Now let's get into the episode here. First of all, I want to thank last month's subject matter expert, which was Russell Webb. He got me all the information I needed, and you'll actually be hearing some other episodes with information from him because he's got a lot of good stuff in his melon. All right. Thanks, Russell. Appreciate it. Now let's get on to this subject, which is a little bit more techie. It's Google Hangouts. Okay, so Google Hangouts. First of all, I want to thank this month's subject matter expert, which is Summer Wasson. She works at ETS and she works along with Alan Cummings, and they do all this sort of techie stuff. They know everything there is to know about the Google tech. All right. So if you have questions, ask them. They can tell you what kind of camera to get, what kind of microphone to get, how to set up anything in any fashion. Okay. So she got me the information. I'm going to go through it in a screen share and show you how to do it. The simplest and probably the best way to do it. Okay. So thanks, Summer. And let's go ahead and jump into the computer and run through the process. The state of Wyoming has an account with Google that allows up to 25 people in a video or phone call hangout. And they're extremely handy for, well, especially people like me who do a lot of remote work, but for anyone really. If you live in the same town but are in different buildings, it's nice to be able to see each other and talk things through. A phone call is nice and all, but if you need to like share a document or show them what you're doing or say work on a Google Doc together, Google Hangouts works really well. Okay, so there's lots of ways to get one going. One is at hangouts.google.com. When you're logged into your email, this is what you'll see. So you can see you can start a video call, start a phone call, or do the messaging. I think the best way to do this is through Google Calendars. Everybody's got Google Calendar because it's tied into your email and it works really well. All right, so every time you create a meeting within Google Calendars, it creates a Hangout. Okay, so there's a couple ways to create a meeting, as you probably know. One is to click Create and fill out the information. The other is to just drag on the calendar, which is the easiest way, I think. Then click Edit Event, and you'll see right away that there's a video call involved already. Every one of them has a Hangout added to the meeting. Okay, so you fill out your information. All the times are already there and the date because you did a drag within the calendar to create it. And then you can change the name of the meeting because this is kind of generic and that's kind of what it names it every time. Okay, so change the name. It's kind of picky. It only accepts a certain amount of characters, but make it unique to this meeting. Hit return, and you can see that it fills in gaps because it doesn't want spaces. And if you were to capitalize things, it'd make them small. But what it does is creates the hangout named like it likes. Okay. So then you go ahead and you add guests. And the nice thing about Hangouts nowadays is you can invite people from the state and you can invite people from outside of the state. So we're going to add that person who happens to be my personal email. And then we're going to go ahead and click save. Go ahead and invite your guests, send invitations to them. And now everyone who has this meeting or event within their calendar can go to the Hangout. All right, so when they click on Hangout, if Tim clicks on Hangout, he'll see this, and then he can go to the meeting right here. Then when you click on that link, it'll open up a new window. You'll see yourself because you're the only one in there right now. It says you are the only one here ready to join Tim's project. Go ahead and click Join. And then if there's somebody else in the project, their face will show up. But since I'm the only one right now, I'm waiting for those guys. Okay, now you know how to use Google Hangouts. It's an extremely useful tool. It's really nice to see people's faces. It's handy for sharing documents and that sort of thing. Again, I want to thank Summer Wasson for giving me the information, being the technical wizard that she is. Thanks, Summer. And I want to thank you guys for watching episode number 5 of the Subject Matter Minute. See you next time.
You have been watching the Subject Matter Minute with Matt Nagy. Please help us out by subscribing. And join us next month when we'll cover another topic of interest for all State of Wyoming employees. Again, thank you for joining us on the Subject Matter Minute.